From Pearl Harbor Day, I spent myself as a most patriotic soldier for my mother country. But 4 years later, Japan lost the war. I came back to Nara Prefecture and took up farming. At that time, it was most miserable days for me, you know. However, one day, General MacArthur, the supreme commanding officer of the occupied forces, you know, I went up to Tokyo and I got off my train at the Shibuya railroad station. And I went out at the front of the station. I saw there an American was handing out leaflet, you know, to the passersby. When I passed by him, he gave me one. I saw this pamphlet. That was the story of the sailor's tract, you know. And there was a startling title. I was a war prisoner of Japan, you know. This I read over. And this inspired me, you know,
yes,
to get a Bible. You know. I never read the Bible. At that time, I was 47 years old. And during my 47 years, I had never heard the name of Jesus, you know. I was really lost one. But his story inspired me to get a Bible. And I bought a copy of Bible, and I too read its pages eagerly every day. One day, I was reading the Bible. I came to the Gospel of Luke 23:34. Jesus was hanging on the cross, nailed to the cross, you know. And he prayed, you know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Right at that moment, he came into my heart, you know. So I clearly understood what Jesus had done on the cross. He died for me too.
Yes, amen.
Right away, I accepted him, my personal savior, you know. Then he transformed me, you know. I was a sinner. But he cleansed me, you know.
Yes.
And I accepted him as my personal savior. Since then, I dedicated the balance of my life to serve them, to serve for him, you know. This is my story, how this typical Japanese military officer became a Christian. But you know, it is no secret what God can do.